The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 60 years ago today, two young musicians met each other for the very first time in a little place called Liverpool, England.
Can you imagine what the music landscape would look like if those two gentlemen hadn't met?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, their influence on modern music is just unbelievable at this point.
Tom, I believe you probably listened to a Beatles song or two
yes,
when you were in your younger days. Mm-hmm. We're in the studio with Mayor Greg Brunicki. Did you listen to the Beatles?
Oh, absolutely.
I think you have to say that.
No doubt.
even as a kid growing up in the 80s and the 90s, I listened to the Beatles. I was a huge Beatles fan.
Mm-hmm.
Still am. And I see, as a musician, I see the impact that they have had on music. So 60 years ago today, July 6, 1957, John was 16 and Paul was 15, and they met for the first time.
Oh.
NPR had a great story about it this morning.
Yes, truly a meeting that changed musical history, I'm afraid.
Yeah, and it all happened today, 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the studio, like I said, with Mayor Greg Brunicki. Good morning, and thanks for being a part of the show this morning. We're just, like I said, we like to bring community folks in, and you are definitely a part of our community as the, I don't know, we call you the leader of Panama City, at least leading the vision right now for Panama City, and we appreciate your service. And we've been talking about things going on. One of them was down on Harrison Avenue, going downtown. So one of the issues has been parallel parking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, young Brandon, producer Brandon here, just got his driver's license. Producer Brandon, can you parallel park?
I'm still working on it.
He's working on it. Has that been a consideration whenever you guys were talking about the designing of Harrison Avenue, parallel parking, and can people do it? Is it going to be frustrating? Are there going to be accidents, or you just hope for the best?
Well, you know, there's a couple of schools of thought there. When I got my license a long time ago, along with Fred Flintstone, you had to parallel park to get your license.
So
people need to be able to drive a car.
Right.
And if not, ride a bike or walk. And so we really don't want to not do something because a few people can't parallel park. So I'm not sure how that's going to end up in the mix, but I don't think that'll be a deciding factor. If someone doesn't know how to parallel park, if they don't, they'll have to park off.
Right, because you're not changing parking throughout the entire downtown. It's just really down Harrison Avenue. What's the impact, the benefit, I should say, for the businesses? Aren't you widening sidewalks and that sort of thing?
Walkability.
Walkability?
Sure.
A good point is more and more and more cars will parallel park themselves at this point.
That's
so
true.
Mine does. All you do is drive along and it senses a park. You tell it you want to park. It senses a parking place and says, okay, I'll stop and back in and parallel park. It gets it right the first time.
Yeah. If you're that bad at it, you probably need to invest in a car like that if you're going to...
Or take the bus, take the trolley.
Exactly.
Well, we do provide
You can park behind the new City Hall, which is the old Bay Bank building. There's lots of parking out there. So.
Good point.
And back to that for just a second. When you guys have purchased the building, right?
Right.
When do you move in?
We, in our goal session a couple of weeks ago, which we discussed all the things that we want to try to get done in the next year, that's one of the goals, is to be able to get in there within the next fiscal year. So
even if you're not meeting in there, or I mean, because they're not tearing down the current building anytime soon, I believe, right?
Right.
Very good. Well, tell us some other things outside of downtown and the marina project that are going on in Panama City that you want to brag about.
Well, you know, we started, we're promoting the city now from a standpoint. I participated in a fishing tournament a couple weeks ago where our CDC, which is the BedTax acronym, put on a major redfish tournament. And we now have people coming in from all over the state four times a year. And a different group utilizing our bay. We haven't had anything in the past that, you know, we've got this deep navigable water that's between Panama City and Panama City Beach that really hasn't been utilized as much as the Gulf. You know, we have the Gulf, but you can't really do a lot of things in the Gulf that you can do in the Bay. So sailing regattas, partnering up with the St. Andrew's Yacht Basin or St. Andrew Bay Yacht Club and doing sailing regattas and trying to promote things using our bay to be able to promote people coming to Panama City, a different demographic, a different group than comes to the beach, give you something else to do while you're visiting the beach, or come to Panama City and go visit the beach while you're doing something in Panama City.
Yeah, I had one thing we talked about off air, and I want to get the mayor's take on, is Panama City, of all the communities around here, seems to be kind of pushing the envelope a little bit on environmental factors. I was very impressed as I pulled up next to a garbage truck, which you're not often impressed when you pull up next to a garbage truck.
That's true.
But I pull up next to this very clean, well-kept garbage truck, and it says powered by CNG. When did you guys decide to do that? Which is, of course, much, much cleaner fuel than using diesel.
What is CNG?
Compressed natural gas.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the gas prices have kind of stabilized over the last year and a half to 2 years. When we made these decisions, it was a lot more expensive for fuel than it is right now. But still, the natural gas is cheaper. The natural gas is cleaner. And so we made a decision then to have and put in a natural gas station. Tallahassee, all the school buses use compressed natural gas, and a lot of the city vehicles and county vehicles there do. We're hoping, you know, right now we only have a few garbage trucks. We're getting more as we replace. We're going to be getting more CNG vehicles within the city, and we're hoping that people like FedEx and UPS, you know, a lot of